Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, hello, and welcome to God's Rainbow Ministries Presents Purpose Gospel Radio, and I'm your host, Dr. Pastor Ken. Alrighty. Okay, let's open up with a prayer. Amen. Lord God, our Father, give us your Spirit. We pray for you, have always ruled over us and loved us with love that guides and leads us. It helps us go forward in body and soul. Reveal your hand. Grant that we undertake nothing in human strength. May everything come from you for each one whose heart holds true to you and does the work intended for him. And everything we do on earth can be a service to you. Protect us through your great goodness and faithfulness, which have been with us to this day and will go with us into the future. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, I've got a song here that was requested by Tommy Monahan. It's called Fly to the Angel by Slaughter. Here we go. Amen. Amen. That was Why Do the Angels by Slaughter. Amen. That was requested by Tommy Monahan. Agreed to go out to J-Bo due to his mom being in ill health. Amen. Amen. We're going to play another song here. It's called Can't Tell It All by Hulky. KB, and Lecrae. Amen. Here we go.
For the fight of my life, hit my knees and I strap on my gloves. Boy, I've been prepping since like I was 7, and thing is I'm already covered in blood. Walking in love, just for the ones who've been stuck in the mud. Searching for hope, trust me, I know what it feel like to drown in my problems, but God came and threw me the rope. Can't wait to look in his eyes, all of my life I've been battling lies. I found the truth and took off my disguise. Come for my head, I still live for the prize. Whoa, 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 I was in the city going down trying to blow. Everything changed when I let it, let it go. Hopping on stage, I ain't in it for the show. Only got one life, so I gotta let him know. Talk about real, I seen a man told bad heel. I seen a woman drooling out the mouth. I seen the demons in the cast it out. I seen my brother throw his toe, vaping the lace and smooth heel from the dark. I seen the spirit change my own heart. Can't tell it all, but it's a true start.
Can't tell the second letter.
Who got the keys to the Jeep and the healer? They ain't never been realer. I am not shook, I'm aligned in chiller. My face blue steel, I ain't never been stiller. Ooh, KB ain't gotta get bigger. Ooh, Southside sitting killers. Green light to the dark spot, wake up. I didn't make up this song, the divine concealer. On the bread of heavens like the red and black 11s. Walking through the pearly gates. Bobby do the most, I'm in the Holy Ghost. I'm looking like the Pope swerving race. They gon' get the word today. I send a text back, never curse the faith.
Jesus,
curse is great. Slaves get freed and the words away. Ever seen a dope dealer? Cold killer, cold brother crying on the floor with us. Cause your hope hit him, got a hole in him, now you got a hole in him. Tell him the Dead Sea here. We the new Israel, Israel, God really lives here. Watch the sin here, way more than sin. We begin here. We begin here.
But the Lord is my witness that KB is closer than blood. I got that HGA tatted right next to my heart, so you know it's gonna always be love. Don't need no contracts or labels. You know we got him a seat at my table. Hovi little bro, so I'm willing and able. I keep some riders at home in the stable. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I done told it all, but I still got more. Remember when the folks got killed next door? Partner told me still pills not blow. Shorty told me my career won't blow. Swear I don't care about the status. Why would I clout checks when God is my daddy? Take all my records, my money, my Grammys. I'm still gonna die richer than you can imagine. Jesus the King, I'm his prophet. Send me to Nineveh, I get it poppin'. They see an interview, swear I ain't with it. I say come see what I do in my city. From coolin' with Kendrick to walking through Romans with people in prison. Let me stop talking, cause man, I've been did it. Can't let my left hand on my right position. Y'all just don't have to see when I transition. I can't tell it all, man. Let's go.
Yeah, that was a good song. Let's play another one. Fruit of My Labor by Caleb Gordon. Here we go.
A2000 EST OCOEE. They say, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. They said my time's wasted if I ain't chasing a bag. But Pops told me never chase nothing. Only here to lead lost souls to the kingdom, that's fact. I only focus on the kingdom and everything else that I need, I know it will attract. If I lose it all now, I know he'll bring it right back. I ain't worried about the cards or the clothes or the plaque. Even if I ball and count big stacks, I will never put that before you know I won't get attached. Cause that would never last though. You wrapped your arms around me like a lasso. You went and painted the picture Picasso. Oops, Picasso, you made my heart grow. A lesson I learned from the seed is it starts slow. Trust me, you gon' see the tree if you look close. Don't you know having faith is a substance of things that you don't see? But trust me, you gon' see the fruits of your labor. Trust in the king and my focus on laser. Walking in purpose, I'm blessed and I'm favored. I tried to go fall in love with the paper. Till you show me love that will never waver. No one can give me the food that you cater. Tried to move fast and regretted it later. Long as I focus on you and your truth, I know I'll get the fruits of my labor. They say you ain't stacking guap, then you basic. They said my time's wasted if I ain't chasing that cash. Pop said the first gon' be last. You got everything you need right up in the kingdom, that's fact. I could teach you how to serve like that. Even the king will show love from the front to the back. It don't matter what you might lack. From the homeless on streets to the ones who got M's in the bag. Never too great to give back. Always quick to forget when you love everything that you have. No, that will never last though. You wrapped your arms around me like a lasso. You went and painted the picture Picasso. Oops, Picasso, you made my heart grow. A lesson I learned from the seed is it starts slow. Trust me, you gon' see the tree if you look close. Don't you know having faith is a substance of things that you don't see. But trust me, you gon' see the fruits of your labor. Trust in the king and my focus on laser. Walking in purpose, I'm blessed and I'm favored. I tried to go fall in love with the paper. Till you show me love that will never waver. No one can give me the food that you cater. Tried to move fast and regretted it later. Long as I'm focused on you and your truth, I know I'll see the fruits of my labor. Trust in the king and my focus on laser. Walking in purpose, I'm blessed and I'm favored. I tried to go fall in love with the paper. Till you show me love that will never waver. No one can give me the food that you cater. Tried to move fast and regretted it later. Long as I'm focused on you and your truth, I know I'll see the fruits of my labor.
Song. Here's another great song called Glory to Glory by KB.
Glory to glory, to glory, to glory, to glory, to glory to God.
I wanna hear you, wanna hear you. Can you say it now?
Glory, glory.
Levels on levels, I leveled again. The rebel will rebel, the rebel in him. The energy special, I'm settled within. I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it again. Put on the pedal, no metal with them. I'm popped to the kettle, but no never crib. But over my race, the race that I'm in. I finished relent, my sinners repent. Yeah, I'm elevated. Fire's detonated, pastor popping local. Told my congregation, no, I'm not intimidated. Yeah, all of your joy is medicated. A standing ovation, the planning to make it. United and stated, we taking the nation. Hey, God is in us, on us, for us, by his soul as well. Yeah, shut them out.
Glory, 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 glory,
supposed to toast all to the Lord of hosts and Lamb and Lion. We came through and left the light on. All this praise, you got the like one. All these ways, you got the right one. You need change, I got the right one. They talk fame, I got the icon and snap like that Collins. I'm done.
I found my way back music. You feel me though? God did. And he always will. Love. 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 I ain't do it, God did it, so don't look at me. He the one that cut the strings and ended all the puppetry. Stuck in sin, couldn't help myself, I left it up to him. Cause truth be told, I'd probably still be bound if it was up to me. Can't use the word luckily, it's all cause of his love for me. Ashamed of all my nakedness, he shed his blood to cover me. Condemnation free, but I can't say it, don't get tough for me. You ain't gotta like me, but just love me, bro, you stuck with me. I made a prayer list of every shot you ever took at me. Built a house with every single rock you ever chucked at me. Christ is my foundation, that's as firm as it get. I'm out here trying to earn a crown, y'all trying to earn some respect, huh?
My bro, the EG coming back. It's way bigger than rap. My boy got his salvation, it don't get bigger than that.
They count his stops. They didn't think that we would make it.
It's all God. Big God. Big oil. Big moves. Yeah. Let's go. Did, my fam did, my pastor did, my grand did. Try and track my every move, you boys don't got the bandwidth. The fear of God and holiness is clear where we standing. KMF the team that got the favor in the famine. I ain't even bragging, nah, I'm truth-filled. Couldn't hate on you if I wanted, Brody, I'm too healed. Spiritual sniper, yeah, I'm saved, but I shoot still. Singing in my trial like the Who's did in Whoville, huh? Who is Hov, who is Wayne? Forget your gold and your chain. Every knee will bow low to the king. Every tongue will confess Jesus Christ is the Lord. Double edge on my hip, dog, I'm nice with the sword. Hey, this a legendary movement, you ain't stopping me. I took Khaled's beat and treated like Monopoly. Tell Satan his demons missed when they shot at me. 5 years of opiate addiction, now I'm walking free. Text from my brother Brian, feel like I'm with Timothy. I give them heaven, every city that they sending me. We deserve death, Jesus Christ took the penalty. Call upon his name and he gon' bang on the enemy. I make that war music, let the lion roar music. God can take a mess and make a message, let the Lord use it. Last day remnant, my past ways ended. I ain't had nothing to offer, just a heart that was repentant. They said that you'll be saved if you said it and you meant it. I watched every demon tremble at the whisper in the mention of his name. My God breaks chains. Christ made purpose in the middle of my pain, and it's only by his grace. Yes, he did. Baby Zion on the way, he blessed me big.
Allergic to the snakes, keep the EpiPen. Me and EG hardest in the game, plus me Mexican. I can't lie, some days I'm living by the flesh again. Gotta stop trying to impress and get depressing in. My treasure's up in heaven, that's my residence. You chase money, you'll be dead as all those presidents. You got the Holy Spirit, brother, should be evidence. I feel like Stephen mixed my coffee with some peppermint. Waiting on my fall, but my second win got a second win. My fam gotta be the first ministry on shepherding, huh? Most definitely, preaching to the ones that feel like, nah, I gotta let it breathe. God remember me, if Jesus hadn't stepped in, it would've been the death of me. Moving effectively, salvation free, but anointing is sold separately. Josh pulled up, Joe pulled up, then my big brother preached the word at the lunch assembly. How much is too much? I thought you knew us. Took a month off with the father, I got my tune up. Days is getting darker cause he really coming soon, bruh. Everybody panic, but the saints sing hallelujah. EG wanted me on cemetery, made it up to you. Wanna tag you in, but I don't think I need a substitute, bruh. Counted you out, no you ain't built a house. Boy, you built an altar out the rocks that they chucked at you. You like to roll with yes, man, that don't work for us. Soldiers don't get tired in the affairs of all that worldly stuff. Everybody claim Jesus' name at the Grammys. Understand me, you ain't live it, you ain't really on the turf with us, nah.
Oh, well, anyway, okay, let's get into the message tonight. Alrighty, tonight's message, okay, is Matthew chapter 26. Jesus' life began with suffering. Shortly before the birth of Jesus, Joseph and Mary had to leave their home in Nazareth to register for the Roman census. The unpaved hilly trail would have been a challenge for anyone, but for pregnant Mary, the 90-mile trip had to be especially difficult. When they arrived in Bethlehem, Mary gave birth to Jesus, but there was no room for them in the inn. Therefore, Jesus had to be laid in a manger. The word manger comes from the Latin word for chew or eat. It refers to a trough where horses and doggies and cattle ate. Luke wrote about this in the following scripture. In Luke chapter 2, verse 6 to 7, while they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. So everyone will suffer. The life of Jesus shows us that nobody is exempt from suffering. Not Jesus, not the apostles, not Joseph, not Mary, and certainly not us. We have already established that when Jesus was born, he had to be placed in the cattle trough because there was no room at the inn. This is certainly a humble and challenging beginning for the Savior of the world, and things were about to get worse. Shortly after Jesus' birth, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, in Matthew chapter 2, verse 13, get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him. So Joseph obeyed the angels and did exactly what he was asked to do. Jesus' life ended with suffering. Jesus' life on earth began with suffering and it ended the same way. Matthew chapter 26 takes place in the final days of Jesus' life on earth. In the final scripture, we see Jesus explain to his disciples exactly what was about to happen to him. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 2, you know that after 2 days, the Passover is coming and the Son of Man is to be handed over for crucifixion. So Jesus was understandably troubled at the time of his violent death approached. Because he was both God and man, he was able to feel all the stress and anxiety that you would expect from somebody that was about to experience what Jesus was to go through. In fact, the emotions were so strong that Jesus suffered a rare condition known as hematidrosis. According to WebMD.com, hematidrosis is caused by extreme distress or fear, such as facing death, torture, or severe ongoing abuse. Jesus prayed and obeyed. As the hour of death approached, three times Jesus went away by himself to pray. He asked his father to see if there was any way for him to avoid the events that were about to take place. That was the human side of Jesus. Three times Jesus said to his father, in Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, in Matthew chapter 26, verse 42, "My Father, it is impossible. Let this cup pass from me." He ended his prayer by affirming Jewish obedience to God. In Matthew 26, 39, and Matthew 26, 42, "Yet not as I will, but as you will." And these nine words are the takeaway from today's lesson. Yes, yet not as I will, but as you will. Jesus, and Jesus did, we should bring our worries and problems before God and ask for his assistance. But it does not end there. Like Jesus, we need to finish our prayers by affirming our allegiance and obedience to God, whether we get the answer that we are hoping for or not. So let us conclude. Jesus was not immune to adversity. He suffered more than any of us ever will. And yet Jesus remained faithful and obedient to his Father, regardless of the circumstances that he found himself in. That is a takeaway for us. Life will get hard. When it does, we need to follow the perfect example of Jesus, who remained faithful and obedient to the end. If we follow his example and remain faithful and obedient to the end, we will be rewarded with a home in heaven for all eternity. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 13, "The one who endures to the end, he will be saved." We will end today's lesson with the following words spoken by the Apostle Paul in his second letter to Timothy. These are the same words that we hope to be able to say when our time on earth is done. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future, there is laid up for me in the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing." Amen. I hope you got something from today's lesson. Amen. All right. If you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, you can get to know him by simply saying this simple little prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner, and then I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen." Alrighty, well, anyway, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Radio Ministry would like to welcome you to the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. And if you said that prayer, we here at God's Radio Ministry would like you to call out the area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487. Press the 1 key, and I will bring you on so you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And no, Grover Washington, this is not pre-recorded or repeat. Amen. Alrighty. Oh, well, I see we have to boot somebody. Goodbye, Grover Washington. All right. Okay. Goodbye, Grover Washington. Have a blessed night. Anyway, let's play some more great music here. We're going to play some gospel music. We'll play some gospel R&B. Here we go.
You're now entering the gutter-free music zone.
Jim Twister, that's just how it goes.
100% positive hip-hop and R&B. Brought to you by gutterfreehiphop.com.
Yeah, we done came from the bottom. Now we on the tippy top, yeah. Oh Lord, you so awesome. The way you love me is amazing. Can't nobody do me like you do me, Lord. I'm feeling so incredible. Put you above all things, Lord. Ain't nobody on your level. You're pouring blessings out of me. Dripping sauce down to my feet. If it wasn't for you, Lord, I'd be dead and gone. Y'all, I gotta keep it straight. Canada, Canada, Canada. Yeah, them blessings, they running up, running up. We the new wave, ain't no stopping us. Ain't no Kevin Brooks, get your weight up.
You feel we runners up? Yeah. And God been so good, it seems like all my blessings been double stuff. Yeah, yeah. So I stay on my knees and I'll never forget where he brought me from. Yeah, yeah. Giving praise to the king and I'm giving my life till his kingdom come. But I'm still young. Yeah. Trending like a brand new way. We gon' get it in and we ain't never gonna change. Young and wild on GVOs all day. All day. We gon' set the trend and we gon' do it while we stay. We stop saying this, stop saying this. No move on me back.
Faith in God is what put us on. Setting trends with the best of them. I don't mean to sound so arrogant, but the God that I serve so great, everything else irrelevant. Saucy and saucy and savior. In Jesus' name, yeah, we pray. Look to the sky and thank him. Every day. I don't care what the haters think. I don't care what they got to say. Mind on the goal, never miss a point. Going straight for the lay.
We don't really care what the devil gotta say, cause we gotta say, so I say and say, yeah. And we know haters gonna hate, but we love them anyway. Cause we gotta stay, so I say, yeah, yeah. We don't really care what we ever gotta say. Cause we gotta stay, so I say, yeah. And we know haters gonna hate, but we love them anyway. Cause we gotta stay, so I say, We don't really care, so I say, yeah.
take you over, no matter of the stormy weather. I can heal your pain, let yourself in love.
Kind of messy every day, yeah, yeah, yeah. message every day. You tryna test me, but I'm killing my flesh. Gets kinda messy every day. You tryna test me, but I'm killing my flesh.
This is great.
Hey, no, hey, Zona, hey, 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 Zona, hey, hey, Zona, hey, 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 much I need, and I don't need a man to break my heart, not another one, just to realize the truth I got. See, I've been so confused lately. You're the only thing I see. Oh, you've got my full attention. You've got my full attention. Seek you first and I'll find everything I've wanted. You've got my full attention. If I am yours and you are mine, why do I give everybody else, I mean everything else, my time?
You gotta call them, gotta text that, gotta post this, gotta write back, and be the child you never knew. No, no.
See, I've been so convinced lately.
Stronger, yeah, yeah. I keep my eyes for you, I'm good. Down,
I got a caller in the queue. Let's check in and see who we have. 111, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Noah Gibson. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Fine. What's with the shitty music?
Oh, I like it. It's great music.
Well, go fuck yourself then.
All right. Goodbye. All right, 111, you're on the air. Hello? You're on the air. Okay. Oh, well, goodbye. 111, you're on the air. All right. Okay, well, anyway, let's get into the prophetic word for tonight, amen? The Father says today, I will satisfy you with my goodness. I know you are longing for more. I hear the cry of hunger in your soul. You will not go unanswered. When your heart is heavy, I will send from above and make you glad again with goodness of my word and my promise. Do not allow the challenges and problems around you to weigh you down or crush you. Refuse to borrow trouble from what may or may not happen tomorrow or the next day. My grace operates on a 24-hour cycle. Sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. Drink deeply of my deliverance and apply today's difficulty, knowing I will be on hand again tomorrow with manna in the morning and water from the rock to strengthen and refresh you. I am with you today. I am with you always. I will never leave you or nor forsake you. Others have suggested I have hung you out to dry, but that is not who I am. That is not what I do. I never delight to abandon my children or dangle them over the flames of some fiery trail. You're going to make it. You're going to make it through and come out on top. There is no need to rush around trying to protect yourself from evils, real or imagined. I say to you, be careful for nothing. When worries press in upon you, say out loud, I could care less. When you want to push the panic button, open your mouth with an act of your will and give thanks. Go ahead and dance in advance, because I am infusing you with boldness and confidence and faith to get through the challenge and come out shining with victory and glory, says the Father. Amen. This goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. Oh, okay, we got a caller here. 111. All right, we got another caller. 111. You are here.
Boycott. Boycott.
Yeah, well, the boycott's over, Grover.
It's not Grover.
Yeah, it is.
Not Grover.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. 111, you're on here.
Boycott. Boycott.
Uh-huh. 111. You're on here.
Kenneth.
Yeah.
What's going on, brother? DC2.
DC, how's it going with you?
Oh, I'm just chilling, brother. Just chilling. So is there a boycott again? Why is Grover calling in saying boycott and playing or doing echoes? It's very strange.
I don't know. That's just Grover. Okay. He thinks the boycott's
okay.
Still going on, but evidently Ashley ended it today.
Oh. Have you talked to BBF at all? Have you guys made amends, or how's that going?
No, I haven't talked to BBF at all, no.
Oh, okay. So how you been, Kenny? And like, what's been up, brother?
Nothing much. What about them Cowboys today, huh?
Yeah, I saw the score. I think it was in the third quarter, and it was 31-3.
Yeah.
So what was the final score?
To tell you the truth, that's the last I was checking on the game was 31-3 because I was doing Father's House, okay, with Pastor Kent today.
Oh. So, wait a minute. Is Kent now taking calls again, or is he still not taking calls?
He took a call at the beginning of the show, but they pretty much called him a pedophile, and he hung up on
him. I don't think, you know, it's sad because I used to call into that show and, you know, try to have debates with Kent, but pedophile calls, and then, you know, when you call in and you disagree with him, he just hangs up on you and calls you a hater, and I don't want to be grouped in with, you know, people that call and call him a pedophile, because that's not what I, you know, what I call in for. But he treats me almost worse than those people, because when I get on the line and start trying to have a conversation about a godly topic that I don't agree with him on, he just hangs up and says DC2 is a, what did he call me, a backstabber and all this other stuff, and I don't understand why. He hates me. He hates my guts, man.
I don't know why.
So I don't even listen to the show. I haven't listened to that guy's show in months because what's the point? He doesn't allow, you know, he doesn't allow you to challenge his belief system or make him, you know, he doesn't like to have to defend anything. And so, you know, it just turns into groupthink. You know, sometimes you're wrong. Like, I'm wrong all the time, you know, and sometimes you can interpret Bible, you know, Bible verses and things in the Bible incorrectly. You're not above that. Like, so it just is frustrating to me that people can't call his show anymore. But whatever, you know, I mean, that's his decision. I'm glad that you still, you know, take calls and whatnot.
Yes, I will continue taking calls, okay, to the end.
Yeah, I've always appreciated that about you. You don't just hang up on people that don't agree, you know, necessarily agree with you, or challenge you on certain things, because I think you have less ego than Kent. I think Kent is an ego-driven person, and he lacks the humility to understand that he doesn't know everything. He's not Christ. He's not, you know, a deity. He doesn't know everything, even though he acts like he does. And Ken, you are very, you know, you're not like that. You have much more humble and, you know, open-minded, which I always appreciate.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, I try to be reasonable. I try to be reasonable and try to give people a platform to talk.
Yeah, I mean, you've done that from the beginning, and I've always appreciated that. And yeah, I wish Kent was like, I mean, he used to be a lot more understanding, but I guess, I mean, I understand why he hangs up on people that call him names or whatever, because, I mean, that's stupid. You know what I mean? I get that. Just hang up and move on. But I've never understood hanging up on people that challenge, you know, maybe his ideas or thoughts or whatever. But, you know, I guess that's the way it goes. It's just, it sucks because, you know, you want to have a show where you could call in and talk to people, and it's just, you just can't do it.
Well, yeah,
that,
everybody's got a right to their opinion about stuff, okay? I mean, it only makes sense. I mean, if you got a question about something, why not question it? Okay, you know, if he doesn't have the answer, maybe he should look for it.
Yeah, I mean, that's really all I'm saying. Like, you know, there's nothing wrong with saying, I don't know, you know, because nobody knows everything. And, you know, and like you said, everyone's entitled to their opinion, right or wrong. I don't have to agree with it. He doesn't have to agree with it. I just think his show would be much better if it was more interactive with the people that are trying to, you know, either find God or be involved in a godly show, or maybe share the testimony. I mean, he doesn't allow any of that. Like, I don't, like, to me, if I was, and I will never do this, but if I was ever to do my own show, I would want people that have been through trials and tribulations that found the Lord to share their, you know, their testimony and try to bring people that tune in closer to God to understand that, you know, people that have had issues in the past, that doesn't mean you can't find the Lord and be forgiven for your sins, but you have to give a person that opportunity, and he just doesn't do that. And I don't understand, because to me, the biggest thing about being a pastor, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is ministering to people and bringing them closer to the Lord and allowing them the platform to have questions and share their testimony and kind of bring other people into the fold, if you will. And he doesn't really do that.
Yeah, I know. He's got to be more open-minded, okay? He's got to allow people to have their thoughts and views on things, okay? Which
Amen.
Yeah, he's never been really big on that for some reason. I don't know. I don't know why.
I mean, I understand he doesn't like the trolls, but if he kind of took a cue from you and just laughed it off, like, the worst thing you can do, is really what he does, which is basically, if he gets a bad call, he immediately hangs up, which is fine, but then he throws a tantrum about it and says, you know, I'm not going to let, like, a person like that ruin the show, and makes a big deal out of it instead of just moving on to another caller. And I've never understood that. Because when you do that, you give those people power. But if you just ignore it
and move on. I don't do that. I give you a chance to talk. I listen to you. Okay, if I don't agree with it, I tell you to your face I don't agree with you. Okay, and then let it go from there.
Ken, you've clearly you have more humility, one, but also you have way, way thicker skin than him. He is the most thin-skinned human being. And I'm not trying to turn this into a bash Kent thing, because I'm far from perfect. I've got my imperfections for sure, and I'm not one to cast aspersions and try to make myself – I'm not better than anybody, but I'm just saying he's extremely thin-skinned, and for somebody that's in a quote-unquote public position, you can't be thin-skinned. Like you're going to get prank calls. That's going to happen. You know, you're going to get idiots that call your show. That's going to happen. You can't judge a whole group of people because you get a couple of bad calls. But that's what he does, and that's very frustrating. And he calls me names and calls me a backstabber and all this other stuff, and I have no idea what he's talking about. I guess it's because I don't agree with everything that he says. But I feel like he's very judgmental towards homosexuals, which I don't think is right. I think he's slightly racist, which, you know, I think might have something to do with the way he was brought up in Canada, not being around a lot of black people, so I don't judge him for that. But, you know, you can always learn. You know, you can always learn to be a better person, a better human, and he just doesn't seem to want to be a better person, and that's kind of sad to me.
Well, yeah, it can be saddening. I mean, Like I said, I love Kent like a brother. Okay, he has his faults. Okay, but I think he means well in the end.
I don't disagree with that, but he also has people on his show like Doctrine who openly, I think, pretty openly, and maybe Tony listens to the show more than I do, but I don't have any, I don't want to say use, but I don't have any respect for people that don't have any respect for other groups of people. Like, for example, Doctrine said something to the effect that if homosexuals or if there are homosexuals in the military and there was war going on, they would drop their guns if there was a fight, a firefight or whatever, and run away. And that is ridiculous. Like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Homosexuals, just like straight people, go through basic training and get trained and on how to handle those situations. And Kent has an idiot like that on his show. Like, that to me is ridiculous.
You know. I don't know why Doctor is talking that way.
It's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. Just because a man likes penis doesn't mean he can't fight in a war. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I mean, they can fire guns just like a straight guy can fire guns. I don't see Doctrine over there doing anything. So that really bothered me. I heard that comment. I heard Tony call in and tear his ass up, which I thought was great. I totally agreed with what Mr. Tony said about everything, and Doctrine tried to kind of deflect and all this stuff. I didn't say that or whatever. I mean, you did say that. I heard it. And I just don't have – listen, I know people don't – there's some people that don't like me, and that's fine, but I don't ever – you can dislike me because of my character or who you think I am or whatever, but I would never dislike a person based on their sexual preference or their color. It's ridiculous.
Amen.
So, sorry, I feel like I'm preaching tonight, Kenny.
I'm not like that either.
Is Tony listening to the show? Yeah, of course, brother. Is Tony listening to the show tonight, or is he out?
Yeah, he's listening to the show in the other room.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure I didn't get anything wrong when I was talking about that situation when he called, because I did hear that, and I thought it was asinine, like what he said.
Yeah, I didn't.
Not Tony.
Yesterday, I pretty much slept the day away. I just decided to take a day off from the computer and just rest.
Well, that's good, man. It's always good to get some rest. Especially, I mean, you've been through a lot in the last 6 months, Kenny. You definitely need to get your rest, brother.
Yeah. Well, we got a caller here, 111. Let's see who it is. See who it is. 111. You're on air.
Hello. Kenny.
Oh.
Hey. What's up?
This is Reverend Dr. Preacher Rabbi Mongolian Lutheran Protestant NFL announcer, quarterback, rugby player, fullback, jet ski repairman, and mechanic, Kent Douglas Poonhound Hopper. How are you,
okay,
my son?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Well, Kenny, I want to say that you should be ashamed of yourself.
Why?
Because, Kenny, you like to let Dr. N talk bad about your gay lover, husband, boyfriend, Tony F.
What?
Yes, Kenny. What's wrong with you? You need to go up to wherever Dr. N is from, whatever ghetto or project he's from, and let him know that his actions are unacceptable.
Okay.
Kenny.
All right. Wasn't he on your show?
Yes, Kenny. But sometimes I am on the back channel doing backdoor things, and he takes over the show. But I put a stop to it. I nip it in the butt like I do all the women that want to give their vagina to me. I nip it in their butt, Kenny.
Hey, Pastor Kent, can I ask you a question, my brother?
You may not only ask me a question, you can also ask me a question.
Oh, that's funny, man. You a funny motherfucker, Kent. So my question is, did Sean kick your ass out the house, brother? Because I saw all your shit packed up, and you were saying on your YouTube channel that she kicked you out the house.
Well, you see, my son, there are some things that are a requirement for me, and Charm did not longer want to partake anymore.
Oh.
One of them being multiple women, and the other is anal sex. She must abide.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Kenny agrees with that. He's a, that's his alley right there, the devil's alley, if you will. Are you still
that
after?
That is exactly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I am after a lot of that.
Oh, Pastor Kent ended, he quit. I don't know what happened. Okay.
Kenny, did you hang up on Kent?
No, I didn't hang up on him. He hung up himself.
Kenny, do you got any more callers?
I got 757. Let me take it and see what we got.
Hey,
757,
hey,
you're on here. Hey, what's up?
I just felt like calling in, and yeah, I decided that I'm going to suspend the boycott, so try to be civil and see how this works out.
Okay, yeah, sounds like a good idea, suspend the boycott.
Yeah, but that depends. If things go well, then the boycott's permanently off, but we'll see. And DC, are you still on?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Yeah.
Pastor Ken, I just received a message from a fella that is on a 111. I'm not quite sure who it is. I've never heard of this person. Do you have any 111 callers?
Yeah, I do have one.
Oh.
Let me check it and find out who it is. 111, you're on the air. Hello?
Ken, I don't know why your caller Ashley says the boycott's over. Why is Ashley in any position to declare a boycott over or on? I don't understand that.
I thought that was BBS.
Well,
he put me in charge while he was absent.
I'm going to call bullshit on that. I don't believe it.
Oh.
Typical Johnny.
Until I hear directly from BBF himself, the boycott is on.
Oh. Shit. Well, I've already spent 23 minutes. I think 23, I don't have my glasses on. I think I'm going blind. I've spent Michael Jordan amount of minutes on the phone, Johnny Longfeather, so I think I might have screwed up by calling, but I thought that Ashley was, you know, a conduit to Mr. Fontaine, so I thought it was okay. So I might be in trouble.
He put me in charge, and you're not going to be in trouble.
Oh, okay.
No, I think you might be in trouble.
I don't even know. No. Well, I'm not afraid of BBF.
I just want to say to Mr. BBF and Nigglesworth and whoever else is listening, if I was not supposed to call, I apologize. I do not want to die or have a hit put on my head. So I did not know. I was under the impression that it was okay, and I apologize. I'm very scared right now.
Well, that's neither here nor there. I mean, if BBF isn't here to defend it or to refute it or to back me up or to back up Ashley, so we'll just let it go.
I hope he gives me a pass for this one night. I feel terrible about it. I don't know where BBF is. Yeah. Well, that too. I don't know where BBF is. I thought he was going to call. So hopefully he's okay. Amen.
He probably had issues on the plantation. He had to take care of.
That's wonderful.
Could be harvest time.
Love taking a trip back to the 1800s, Johnny. You know, it reminds me of the time that one fellow was in the Negro Leagues.
Who?
That fellow that called in that used to tell stories, you know, wonderful stories of playing baseball in the Negro Leagues with that fellow they called Cum. I think his name was Cumberland something.
Yeah. I remember
and,
that. Okay.
And he played in and they rode on the train and he met Babe Ruth and Josh Gibson and I don't know, I forget the brother's name. He had to be close to 100 years old, but he did call in.
Wasn't Grover in the Negro League? What?
Johnny, Veronica says she was inside of you, and you tucked your penis and let him enter you from behind. You let him enter
behind. That is absolutely false. I will stand up for Johnny Longfeather. You know how I know that's false? Because Johnny Longfeather's dick is so small, he don't have to tuck it. So that is a lie, Veronica. That is a lie.
Microween.
Well,
Jen, that's
she
totally
did say that.
False.
She said this caller sounds like he has a small Indian penis.
There's also somebody named Tossie McSalad in there that said boycott. So Tossie McSalad is correct. The boycott is still on.
You know, I got a message. J-Bo said that he was going to call in soon.
When was that? Was that when you said?
Yeah, that's what I just got.
Oh.
Right this second?
Ken,
2 minutes ago.
Ken. Well, he'll call in a minute. Ken, did you know there's some issues with Kent changing the name of his show repeatedly? Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't.
He changed it to a cult.
Yesterday,
he changed it to what?
It was Heaven's Gateway Ministries yesterday. Today, it's something different.
Oh. Well, Heaven's Gate was a cult back in the 80s, wasn't it? Or the 90s?
Yeah, that was Heaven's Gate, but Heaven's Gateway was a ministry that I started back in 2015.
Did you name it after the cult, Kenny?
Yeah.
Huh?
I think it's crazy. Why would you name it after the cult?
I didn't name it after the cult. That was Heaven's Gate. I went Heaven's Gateway.
It's UFO suicide cult.
Kenny, that's very confusing because it's only three more letters, man.
Yeah, but I wasn't Heaven's Gate. I didn't name it Heaven's Gate.
So yesterday, Dr. N criticized the name and said it was bad and laughed at it. And so Kent today changed it to something else.
Well, was a big part of Gateway back in the day.
No longer Heaven's Gateway Ministries. Not Father's House.
Yeah, we got another caller here, 111. Let's take it and see what we have. 111, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello?
Oh. Hello. I think it's a mute caller.
Kent's name is Hope in the Heavenly Kingdom. That's the name of his channel now. Hope in the Heavenly Kingdom.
I don't understand, Kent. I don't understand him. He's just... I just don't
know. He still claims to have been ordained by Ken Fishman, even though Ken canceled that ordination.
Yeah.
Let's say Cole.
Anyway, let's give a shout-out to Johnny Longfeather, Ashley, DC2, Hooligan, Sammy Monahan, Toss Him a Salad.
Who?
Let's give another shout-out to
Emma.
And his kinfolk. God bless them. Thank you, everybody, for calling in tonight. We're going to end the show.
Kenny, this
is Don't, yeah.
Say what?
Jabo said he was calling in.
Jabo said he was calling in.
Yeah, she said that. She said that 3 minutes ago, Kenny. Are you not listening?
Nope, he wandered out.
But I haven't seen him call in.
Well, Kenny, Kenny, listen to me, man. You can't make a show and schedule it for an hour and a half and then only do an hour and 20 minutes, brother. The Lord put it in your heart to do an hour and 30 minutes. You do an hour and 30 minutes, Kenny.
Well, it's only 7 minutes away from any show anyway.
Okay, well, Kenny,
okay.
An hour and 23 minutes is not an hour and 30. 90 and 83 are not the same thing, Kenny.
No.
Come on, Ken. Kenny, let me ask you a question. Is a vagina and an asshole the same thing, Kenny? No.
Yes.
90 minutes and 83 minutes are not the same. The Lord said, Kenny, I want you to do 90 minutes. You do 90 minutes, Kenny. If you're not, you defy the Lord.
This is why people are boycotting.
Kenny.
He's wandered off again.
God damn it, Kenny.
Kenny,
what's the problem, man? You got like a microwave taco or something in the microwave you want to eat? Is that the problem? I mean, why are you always ending the show early?
Well, there's nothing really major going on.
Well, Kenny, you got three people on the phone. Me, Johnny, and Ashley, and you're trying to end the show. That makes me feel a little bit personally attacked that you don't want to stay on the phone for the full 90 minutes, brother.
Okay. All right.
You can do it, Kenny. You can do it. You can do it.
Yeah. All righty. Well, what do y'all think of some of that new music I put in the queue? I put into the
awful.
Put some new audio.
Absolutely awful, Kenny.
Yeah, you gotta get rid of that music.
Terrible.
I like hip hop, Christian hip hop. I think it's great music.
No, not Christian. They don't ever say God.
Veronica says Johnny can pucker his butthole.
No, stop that. Damn it,
Johnny is a married man. Now, she might be a beard, but that's his wife. He's not going to cheat on his wife with another man unless that man's name is Herman.
Yeah.
No. I just got a message from Pastor Kent.
He is calling back in. That is wonderful. I had some more questions for him about Sham and the state of their relationship.
Hello.
Bet you can't go back in yet.
Okay, well.
Ken, I've not forgotten about the coffee class. You still owe us the coffee class.
No, they're not going to do no coffee class.
Motherfucker.
Kenny. Kenny, you can't renege on the coffee class. Oh, Kenny, we in the circle of trust, Kenny.
I never agreed to do a coffee class.
Kenny, you did. Wait, Kenny. You did agree, but Marcus, you agreed when you started to do it one night, and Marcus wasn't there. So I said, Kenny, don't do it now because I want Marcus to hear, because he's the one that really wanted to, you know, wanted the that recipe. So you didn't do it that night, and now you're saying you never said you'd do it, Kenny. That's a lie, Kenny. And we in the circle of trust, brother.
I never really agreed to do the show, to do the coffee
Kenny.
Class.
Kenny. We've come so far, but so far we have still to go. You can lead a horse to water. Well, you know the rest.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on.
I think everybody knows how to make a cup of coffee. Okay, that's kind of stupid.
What?
Everybody knows how to make a cup of coffee. That's kind of stupid.
Kenny, there are a lot of retarded people that listen to your show. I've heard them call.
It's true.
And they don't know how to make coffee. And also, you have a 111 caller, and I believe that is Pastor Kent or Reverend.
No, I have no 111 caller to put the hand up.
Oh.
Are you doing that thing where you see people in there and you decide not to pick them up?
No, I've got 111 callers, but they hadn't put their hand up. They hadn't pressed the one key yet for me to pick them up.
Apparently, hold on. You're right, Kenny. Apparently, I just got a message from Kent. Apparently, he's in the jacuzzi with four Nubian queens, he said. So he hasn't pressed one. He's getting out. He's toweling off, he said. Wait a minute. Well, no. It might be another minute, and the show's going to end, so I don't know if Kent's going to make it in time.
Well, I got a hand up. 1-1. You're on air.
Hello, faggot.
Oh.
Oh.
Is that it?
That was not
bad. That was a fake one.
Yeah, that was definitely fake. The hello was not 13 seconds long, and he did not sound like he was choking to death at the end. I'm afraid he's not going to call because I believe he's fornicating with four Nubian queens right now as we speak.
Oh, gross.
We got another caller here, 111. 111, you're on air.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, there he is.
Dang it.
Oh,
oh, that was
he's him.
Hi, Kent.
Hello, my sons, daughters, and bestialities.
Oh. Are you out the jacuzzi with the black woman?
Depends what you mean by that. I have 1 foot in, 1 foot out, and I'm getting my salad tossed as we speak.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Kenny, you know about that, right, brother? You be eating groceries all the time, bro.
Nah.
God.
Veronica wants you to keep talking to
him, Kenny.
He's about to come.
Do you do the salad tossing, Kenny?
857. Do you have 857?
Nope. No 857.
Liar.
Nope, there's no.
Oh, that's Tommy.
I got 602, no 857, and 602 didn't put their hand up.
Kenny, Kent had a question for you about.
The show is over.
What?
The show is over. We're out of time.
Well, no, we in overtime now. Kent had a question about I think it was your favorite salad tossing techniques. I don't know, Kent. What was
your
favorite
salad tossing technique?
Nope, I don't have any. Kenny,
nope, I don't
tell them how you toss salads if you don't want to do the coffee class. Kenny, the solid tesser. Solid salad tosser. Tosser of salads. Solid bitch Kenny.
Kenny,
right.
Do you have a
good
salad dressing on this on the salad, brother? Kenny? Kenny, did you hang up
on that? Ken's gone. The show's over.
Your
okay, I'm going to say God bless everybody.
Right.
Thank you for calling. And I have a show tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Kenny, come on, brother. Ain't nothing wrong with tossing salad, man. It's just eating asshole. I mean, you a man. You like assholes.
There are no shows scheduled within the next 24 hours. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.